The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAY 1110 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 on the highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well. 340 on the highway, friend. In Kalamazoo. Super great price.
The best advice.
A huge selection. Sports nutrition. Herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Foods, organic, grocery too. All at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice. You'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today. We've got an exciting show for you. Some new information, believe it or not. Not just rehashing the old stuff, but some new information that we really want you to hear. So listen up.
Right. And he got new shoes from our daughter so he can dance around the room a whole lot easier.
Yeah.
Right?
On
new
the
shoes,
table.
New
dancing on the desk.
And new shoes. And Gary loved him. He was telling you that.
And if you hear the little shuffling off the buffalo routine in the back, you'll know what's really going on.
He's really dancing. And we're dancing a lot. We're happy, proud, wonderful owners, along with our son, Darren, of the Alive and Well Natural Health Marvelous Emporium, the beautiful broth cafe. Gosh, all the organic foods, the tremendous input we're getting from our happy, delicious tastes and everything else.
You got to check out the menu, folks. To say healthy, organic, that's wonderful. That's terrific. That's unique, okay? But you've got to check out how unique it really is. The taste buds will start dancing just reading the menu.
Right. The interaction with the wonderful Maui local organic farmers, their produce, bringing fresh produce every single day, magnificent Vortex Power Water, utterly clean, 99.999% free of any kind of impurity, loaded with oxygen, loaded with nutrients for the system.
And
everything that's done in that broth cafe is used with the Vortex Power
Water. That's right.
Absolutely.
Not just the individual custom coffee cup that you order, but the preparation of the vegetables, the cleaning of the vegetables,
that's
all
right.
of it is done with the Vortex Water, the
it's
cleanest water in the
amazing.
World.
It's absolutely amazing. And all the different creative dishes that are there, way beyond my ability to create, way beyond my fathoming of the magnificent salads and broths and just so clever, just so unique, just so organic, just so beautiful. And we're getting tremendous input from all of our joyous, happy friends that are loving. Their taste buds are super happy. And you know what? Every single day, Den and I love our organic green juices. We're kind of crazy about the green machine. All those organic green juices, 100% organic, locally sourced, high intensive giving. And there's all kinds of other combinations that are available too. So again, you rebuild and repair body cells. It does a whole lot to do great things for your
detoxing
body.
Detoxing and cleansing. Rejuvenating.
Cleansing.
Rebuilding. Renewing.
Yes, absolutely incredible. Rebuilding and renewing. And, you know, let's start also by saying that Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't pretend to be. We don't put people on medications or take them off medications. Doctor's area. But we love to be able to share information. We love for you to know and understand what doctors have learned about nutrients in clinical trials and what many of them practice and what great groups like the we're going to be reporting on a special report by the Orthomolecular Medicine Service, which is famous for all the great doctors. There are so many doctors reporting in this and has been famous for a long time about what nutrients can do.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Dan?
Absolutely. And if you, it's a test of your memory, folks. How many of you can remember Dr. Linus Pauling, world-renowned scientist, biochemist, who was awarded the Nobel Prize in Science twice? He was a major founder of the Orthomolecular Society.
Oh, good thinking, dear.
Doing
good
things
point.
Naturally. He knew the chemical world, and he also knew the difference between synthetic chemicals and real chemistry of the human body.
Absolutely.
And that's what he founded this whole organization, the Orthomolecular Society. on that principle.
Yes, and you know, Dan, this well-known Dr. Richard Chang, MD and a PhD, and he was reporting about what all the Orthomolecular Medicine News Service reported on May 1st, 2021. And this is the commentary from Dr. Chang, okay, part of it. He says, in addition to vitamin D3, I have also been taking vitamin C, zinc, quercetin, and other vitamins and antioxidants as part of my routine immune boosting and health maintenance measures. As a result, says the doctor, my health today is a lot better than 10 years ago. Okay, that's the doctor talking, not Mona. And he says, but he's also commenting about the censorship of licensed healthcare providers. More lunacy, he says, from the federal government threatens doctors with $10,000 fines or more if they tell you the science about how vitamins and minerals can help with COVID. And the first victim to suffer under this new law is a St. Louis chiropractor who was recommending vitamin D3 and zinc supplements to his clients and is now charged as a criminal.
You get that, folks?
Oh, yes.
These are food concentrates that are used to sustain, build, renew, restore health, right?
Yes.
And he's being charged with what?
That's right, as a criminal.
He's
being charged as a criminal because he was just telling his patients how the science about how vitamins and minerals can help build up the immune system help your body.
He's
not saying it's a cure, to help your body to fight off not just COVID, but all infections. And I'm going to have Dennis read this in a second, but just want to make sure you understand that Dr. Richard Chang serves on the editorial board of the Journal of Nutritional Oncology. That's okay. He is a member of the editorial board of the Orthomolecular Medicine News Service, and along what reviewed his article were at least 30 different doctors reported here. No, more than that. 40, 50, all of these doctors, okay? But this part here, Dan, you read about what he says about the cytokine storm, which is the chief killer
Alrighty.
In COVID, okay?
Here we go, folks. Verbatim.
Verbatim.
Keeping in mind, we're not doctors. We don't play doctor. We quote doctors.
Right.
Who actually do the work, who don't just follow the regimen, the prescribed menu of medical care. They actually do the work.
Go ahead.
Okay. Doctor says, preventing a cytokine storm, the oxidative stress, with early and adequate doses of super antioxidants, vitamin E, C, glutathione, 100% lipoic acid, CardioQ10, will help to stabilize cell membranes and prevent lipid oxidation, the fat oxidation of healthy fats. There was already abundant basic research and clinical data to support this before the COVID-19 pandemic. If early in the pandemic this antioxidant approach had been adopted as we and others have proposed, it would likely not have gained the momentum that we see today.
That says the doctor, mm-hmm. and the other doctors are part of the Orthomolecular Medicine Service saying this.
That's
Go
right.
ahead.
The pandemic would not have developed as it did had they used nutrition. In a little over a year, more research, more than 2,500 papers, to be specific, have appeared in the subject area, providing direct research and clinical data on COVID-19 and nutrition. Supplements of antioxidants given early in adequate doses. Get that little phrase.
Yes.
Given early in adequate doses.
Very important. Okay. Thank you, doctor.
So oftentimes the medical and the pharmacy client organizations will tell you, well, vitamins don't work. We tested that. It does. But in actuality, when you examine the test, they did not give adequate dosages or frequency of use.
That's right. Okay? Now go ahead.
Supplements of antioxidants given early in adequate doses are safe.
Let me just say something here,
okay?
Yes.
And I just read this morning. I didn't bring any note. There has never been a death attributed to taking vitamin supplements.
Every single
never,
year, that's been
ever.
A report on all the deaths in the United States,
right.
and they say this every single year.
And every day you will see dangerous side effects of taking vitamins by the drug cartel.
Big lies.
Going back to the sentence, I'll read it verbatim. Supplements of antioxidants given early in adequate doses are safe and effective for prevention and for treatment. That's a beautiful statement.
That is beautiful. That's just wonderful.
The benefit, the doctor says, the benefit-risk ratio for patients clearly dictates the wide application of the nutritional approach. Unfortunately, this approach is not widely used.
Yes.
But now, the promotion recommending of this approach under the COVID-19 Consumer Protection Act is now even, get this, folks, illegal and may be prosecuted. If you don't follow what the big government says, you can be put in jail.
Big pharma, I see an arm in front of me with a huge muscle pounding. That's big pharma, pharmaceutical drug industry.
And the government collusion with it. Okay. But also what happens, prosecuted, $10,000 fine, other doctors have had their licenses revoked. They can no longer practice medicine.
Because if you're charged being a criminal, you can't practice.
That's right.
Right.
Because they did not follow the footsteps in the proper cadence with the dictatorial comments made by the drug cartel and the government. Folks, well, you know what's going on.
That's right. Yes. And this, let me just say, too, that, you know, here's more doctors' reports about what. Now, he's talking about raising glutathione. He talked about the 100% R alpha lipoic acid that he recommends, the zinc, the quercetin, the vitamin C, you know. And here's the researchers telling you about coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath. Mm-hmm. What is more dangerous right now than coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath? And here are the researchers reporting. Researchers have discovered a nutrient that significantly reduces the frequency of coughing attacks. Better still, this nutrient is safe and effective for those with all breathing problems, and it's safe for anyone who simply wants to protect their lungs as they get older or in any circumstance. This is what their researchers are saying. Researchers tested one of these natural alternatives as a way to ease coughing fits and shortness of breath. In their randomized controlled study, these attacks ended for more than 50% of the patients taking it. Then they quote the clinical trial. So what is this nutrient? Can you guess, Dan?
I'll bet it's N-acetylcysteine.
That's exactly for short, N-acetylcysteine.
And or quercetin.
They're talking here just about the NAC.
Okay.
NAC is a precursor nutrient, the researchers say, for glutathione, the human body's self-made super antioxidant.
Now get that. That little parenthetical expression. The body's super what? Say it again.
Self-made super antioxidant.
You can't buy glutathione.
No.
You can buy supplements which say, well, we can help, it'll help produce glutathione. But NAC, N-acetylcysteine plus.
Super antioxidant makes it.
It makes it. It gives it to you. Here's a shovel full of it. Why is that good? Because glutathione is the major anti-inflammatory.
That's right.
And if you've heard us say, God knows how many times, quoting medical and nutritional research loads of times, uncontrolled excessive inflammation is the cause of all disease, the starting point of all ALL disease.
Right, and it
glutathione neutralizes that.
And it says, okay, it is the body's self-made super antioxidant. On its own, say the researchers, it acts as a potent antioxidant and a powerful anti-mucolytic, a molecule that breaks down and actually thins and eliminates mucus.
Excessive mucus, like a cytokine storm mucus, right?
Many doctors use it for just that purpose, to break up mucus. By breaking up the mucus, NAC prevents the buildup that irritates and blocks airways. As an antioxidant, it supports your body in fighting the inflammation that constricts airways. That's just what you say. And the research shows it works. Now here there's quoting, a review of NAC in 12 clinical trials involving 2,691 patients reported that those who used it regularly had far fewer attacks of shortness of breath and coughing fits. NAC reduced attacks in patients with all forms of breathing problems. Are we hearing this?
Is it ever given for asthma? Is it ever given for congestive lung? It's just phenomenal. But holistic physicians have been doing this for years and years. But it's not accepted by the medical community because the drug cartel hasn't produced it.
That's
and the
exactly
drug cartel
right.
doesn't produce it because you can't make money selling a vitamin when you can make billions of dollars selling drug decongestants.
Exactly okay? right. And even Dr. Mercola in his article, Glutathione Deficiency and the Risk of Severe COVID-19, quoting him, says that NAC, N-acetylcysteine, is a precursor to glutathione, which hospitals were studying as the medication to help fight COVID-19 and prevent ventilation and admission to critical care. And glutathione deficiency, he says, is prominent in many of the core comorbidities associated with severe COVID-19 illness. Okay?
Those comorbidities are heart conditions, diabetes, obesity, any ongoing health, chronic health condition is a that people can die of on their own without the virus. Those are killers on their own right. But with the virus also, it increases the likelihood of death.
That's right.
They're called comorbidities. Okay?
That's right. And they're going on to say here, the doctors, is that the one of the differences between those who have a mild illness and severe illness is related to the body's ability to reduce the hyperimmune response that leads to the cytokine storm underlying, he does, and the hyper problems that accompany it. Okay? Glutathione, NAC, plays a major role in the fight against the severe inflammatory response triggered by that, says mm-hmm. the doctors, according to clinical trials.
And do you
okay?
remember, honey, a year ago when the pandemic was just hitting, they were giving ventilators to all the patients. And the ventilators were supposed to clear the lungs. But the ventilators couldn't clear the lungs, and the actual statistics showed that those on the ventilators did pass away earlier than those who did not use the ventilators.
Yes, and that's why the doctors here are reporting these clinical trials, studies published, and this is a medical journal, ACS Infectious Disease and Antioxidants, showed that glutathione plays a crucial role in the body's fights against the severe inflammatory response triggered by the SARS-CoV-2 virus. The research group in the ACS Infectious Disease study, it's a medical study, called it, quote, the most likely cause of severe manifestations and deaths in COVID-19 patients, that inflammatory response, okay?
It plugs up the lungs.
That's right.
It produces so much mucus in the lungs that the alveoli, which are the oxygen receptor sites in your lungs, are plugged up with mucus. You can't breathe. So when you can't breathe, what happens? Well, goodbye. You're
That's
done.
Right. And the doctors state in that they propose that glutathione can be, quote, critical, this is their quote, in extinguishing the exacerbated, that means increased inflammation, that triggers organ failure in COVID-19, say the doctors.
That's
this isn't Mona, this isn't Dennis, this is the doctors, okay? Okay, and can you read this, dear, what this is again, quoting with the Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Institute, did this huge study about NAC in patients with COVID-19 in May 2020.
Memorial Sloan Kettering is a pretty big operation.
Can you read this about here, please? Go ahead, kid.
In May of 2020, Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center posted a trial to clinicaltrials.gov announcing a study using N-acetylcysteine plus in patients with COVID-19. This was the first of its kind in their medical research. Goes on to say the team postulated the following, that the nutrient called N-acetylcysteine helps fight the COVID-19 virus by boosting a type of cell in your immune system that attacks infections. By helping your immune system fight the virus, the researchers state that the infection will get better, which would allow the patient to be moved out of the critical care unit or go off of a ventilator or prevent them from moving into a critical care unit or prevent them from going on a ventilator. At approximately the same time that Memorial Sloan Kettering announced their study, Dr. Alexei Polonnikov from Kursk State Medical University in Russia published the following papers, stating that glutathione plays a crucial role in the body's ability to respond to a COVID-19 infection. Pulmonologist Dr. Roger Seholt.
Pulmonologist is a lung specialist,
that's
doctor.
Right. Yeah.
A lung specialist, that's a specialty. Go ahead.
The Dr. Roger Seholt explains the science. In addition to using glutathione during an illness, Polonikov postulates that glutathione should be used as a preventive agent. Based on an exhaustive literature analysis, he later gave an explanation for why he believes glutathione deficiency is a plausible reason for serious illness from COVID-19. He goes on to, let me read the quote that he was referring to.
Yes.
He referred to the following. Oxidative stress contributes to hyperinflammation of the lung, leading to adverse disease outcomes such as acute respiratory distress syndrome, multi-organ failure, and death. And also poor antioxidant defense due to endogenous glutathione deficiency is a result of decreased biosynthesis and or increased depletion of glutathione in the most probable causes of increased oxidative damage of the lung, regardless of which the factors, aging, chronic disease, comorbidity, smoking, or some other responsible for this deficit.
Right. And they make this very important point. You know, don't wait for the accident to happen. Don't wait for the car to be charging at your car. Get your car all tuned up. Get it all terrific. Be focused on the road and be safe, okay? And these doctors are saying that. And here's a top pulmonologist saying it also, mm-hmm. okay? And the clinical trials that back it up, quoting the researchers. And I want to quote this, Den, because this goes along so much with what you've had to say so often, and I applaud you for saying it. And so, but maybe Fred Pescatore, MD, doesn't know you very well, but I think he would if he'd know how many times you've said this.
Well, if you call him Pescatore, he wouldn't talk to you. His name is Pescatore.
Pescatore. Is that from the Italiano?
I don't know.
I lived in Little Italy for years in New York. You would think I would know right now how to pronounce the word.
I would think so.
And I used to love shopping in Little Italy,
and
didn't
you've,
you?
And you've seen Godfather how many times?
I know. But didn't you love the fact of shopping in Little Italy?
Oh, boy.
Oh, my gosh. Those were the best places to eat
that was
in those years. Tell them about it. How many years ago?
Well, that was back in the 60s.
I know.
We went back 5 or 6 years ago.
And it had changed a lot.
The flavor
then.
Is gone. Yeah.
It was wonderful then. You know, so let's say Fred Pescatore, MD.
Okay.
And I hope he approves of that. It's his quote, which is just a simple quote, but it goes along with everything that's been said. Regulating chronic inflammation is the best way to prevent and turn the tide on illness. And he says, safe, natural, and effective inflammatory healing secrets I use with my own patients and daily myself. These are nutrients. Regulating chronic inflammation is the best way to prevent and turn the tide on illness.
Now, how many times, I don't take any credit for what I've said in the past, folks, because whatever I say, I am mouthing what doctors have said, okay? Holistic physicians have said, and even Time Magazine. I've said this several times, and you may recall, I mentioned Time Magazine, you may recall what the quote is going to be. Time Magazine, several years ago, put out a special edition dealing only with a major contributor, or the major contributor, to all disease.
That's exactly right.
Name the disease.
They named all the major ones. Go ahead.
They all start from one primary source. It's called chronic inflammation.
That's right.
Whether it's cancer or COVID or Parkinson's or diabetes or dementia or whatever.
The Journal of American Medical Association reported that the four main killers were all caused by the one thing that they all had in common, which was inflammation.
That's right. And that's where nutrients come into play. Drugs can, of course, reduce inflammation, but they don't create new cells. They don't create new life. They suppress the sources of inflammation. nutrients, as Dr. Pescatore and other holistic physicians, the Orthomolecular Society, all talk about how nutrients get rid of it entirely, create generate new life, new cells, which are healthy cells, which are not inflamed.
Right. And you know, speaking about inflammation, and before we talk about the let's do this as a precursor to also because Dr. David Brownstein was reporting here that a study in the Journal of the American Medical Association, Pediatrics, This is medical journal, pediatrics, children.
Okay.
The study by the doctors in JAMA Pediatrics found that women who take acetaminophen during pregnancy are far more likely to have a child with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD. Prenatal exposure to acetaminophen was also associated with a far higher risk of children with behavioral and emotional problems. Scientists in the United Kingdom analyzed data from 8,000 mothers and their children and found that prenatal acetaminophen use at 18 to 32 weeks of pregnancy was associated with a 42% increased risk of a child having emotional symptoms and a 46% increased risk in overall behavioral difficulties. Now, they make the point here, Tylenol is thought of as a benign over-the-counter drug. Far from that, say the doctors. The optimal dose to toxicity range of acetaminophen, as they're reporting, is very small. That means taking a little can cause toxicity problems such as liver failure.
And you know something? Let me just interrupt here. 1 second. They even have the gall to put out a product called Baby Tylenol.
That's right.
You're going to poison your baby?
That's right. Acetaminophen.
It poisons adults.
That's right. And look at the disorders, the behavioral, the emotional, etc. Acetaminophen use drains the body of its most potent antioxidant, glutathione.
NAC+.
It drains
plus.
The body. This can lead to problems with inflammatory conditions.
There you go.
Hear this? That's why acetaminophen says the doctors should not be used after vaccination because the body needs glutathione to manage the inflammatory response from the vaccine. They say herbal alternatives for managing the inflammation include curcumin, systemic enzymes, vitamin C. Can you talk a little bit about curcumin?
You just named the primary ingredients of Pain Power.
That's why. Would you please talk about that, please?
Well, we've been providing Pain Power for about the last 10 years, folks. And it is just those ingredients that the doctors are talking about. The curcumin, the herbal anti-inflammatories, the enzymes contribution, the natokinase, the serratiopeptidase, and other components, all of which, every one of the components in Pain Power is a major contributor to what? Reducing, get rid of chronic inflammation. Because chronic inflammation is reflected in arthritis or bursitis or any health condition is created by, prompted by, and supplemented by inflammation. And what are the major inflammatory contributors? Number one is sugar. Oh, my goodness, I love sugar. Why can't I eat sugar? You can eat sugar. You've been eating sugar. And if you have any kind of ill health scenario, sugar is a major, major contributor to that ill health scenario. And refined carbohydrates. Realize the food industry is primarily wild variations of starch, of grains, of flour products. It's bread or pasta or bagels or cereals or grains or granolas or muffins or crackers or cookies or chips or any doodah whiz-bang yummy. Those things are all made primarily from flour and sugar. And that does what? Creates inflammation. And that does what? Creates a low glutathione density in your bloodstream and in your immune capabilities. It all comes down to what you put in your mouth.
Right.
What are you putting in your mouth? Sodas and junk? Or are you putting in real organic vegetables? Are you putting in real nutrient supplementation, which helps to correct and restore healthy tissue, get rid of chronic inflammation.
But see, this
and
improve your
yes, own yes. glutathione right. production.
And think about how people have bought into, because they've been sold this so massively.
Oh, my God.
Take a little bit. Look at how the terrible destructive effects of even the little bit
of those
non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, including the acetaminophen,
reported
by the doctors, and how the natural alternative, the wonderful alternative, that great combination. And, you know, I love one of the facts that you taught me, thank you, Den, for doing that, that one of the, that the curcumin extract that's present in the pain power is a far higher, I think we learned this from a lot of, you know, great physicians in Europe, et cetera, mm-hmm. that when you do that bioperine, that black pepper extract, mm-hmm. you do that, you dramatically increase the absorption of the curcumin and make that turmeric extract far more active for your body.
Up to 2,000
that's
times
right. that's what they say.
Better absorption.
Yes, they, okay. that's what they say, and that's what they have proven. In addition, let's not forget, you know what, that wonderful ancient for thousands of years, even the wise men, I can't talk to them or interview them right now, but with the frankincense given to Mother Mary and all that, is that that which is the active ingredient in Boswellia, the wonderful healing anti-inflammatory herb, mm-hmm. that's present also in the pain power.
In the pain power. So I originally spoke with the biochemists and the formulators to create a product which would reduce pain. That's how we called it pain power, because reducing the inflammation reduces pain.
Right.
But I had not an inkling of an idea of how extensive the reducing inflammation aspect of this product would have such far-reaching benefits.
That's right. We can't claim the healing of all these diseases.
Claim healing for anything.
No, we have the connection that these holistic doctors in clinical trials are saying that inflammation is a huge, if not the main element, mm-hmm. in so many different diseases, so many different attacks.
That's
including
right.
cytokine storm, et cetera, that they were also talking
That's
about.
That's the name of the game, honey, is reducing inflammation. In all aspects of ill health scenarios, and pain power is more than just a pain reliever. It is instrumental in reducing systemic inflammation throughout your body and in producing glutathione.
That's exactly right. One thing I see a lot, you know, as in lovely ladies, et cetera, and gentlemen sharing the idea that they have bone degeneration, the bones are turning to
For
milk.
Sure,
they're,
yeah.
as a thing of getting older, but mm-hmm. it's not only that thing. And this is a doctor, Dr. Chad Walding, reporting urgently. He says, check your medicine cabinet for these bone-dissolving drugs, says the doctor, okay? He says, the title of his article is Bone Degeneration, the Silent Enemy. He says, bone degeneration is a thinning and weakening of the bones, which means they break more easily. In many cases, it is first revealed by a sudden fracture, and by the time that happens, it is too late to go back and prevent the dreadful incident, which can lead to many complications. Now the doctor quotes this. The consequences of bone fractures are serious, including disability, loss of independence, immobilizing surgeries, and death. After a hip fracture, 40% of patients cannot walk independently and require permanent nursing home care. He's quoting. According to an article published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, that's the doctor's medical journal, each year Americans suffer from 1.5 million bone fractures, resulting in more than 432,000 hospital admissions, 2.5 million medical office visits, and 188,000 nursing home admissions. Okay? Now, he says, new evidence shows that the risk associated with many pharmacological bone density treatments can be even higher. So then he goes, the frightening risk of pharmaceutical treatments for bone health.
Now, wait a minute. These are drugs designed, they say, right. to prevent bone fracture.
That's exactly right. And I'm going to give this
to you. And they're actually contributing to more bone fracture.
Yeah, he says that new evidence proves that many common bone density drugs, he's quoting, I'm quoting him, can put the bone health of seniors in even worse condition than before the treatment, says Dr. Walding, okay? What seniors should know about bone density drugs. And start reading here and pass it back to me, kid.
All righty. Says right here, verbatim, what seniors should know about bone density drugs. Number one thing they should know, says the doctor, is that drugs are synthetic chemicals that can work against the body instead of with the body. Quote, there's a misconception that drugs heal the body, but they don't, says the doctor. They only temporarily mask symptoms and not always as effective as they should, says Dr. Walding. What's more alarming, he says, they artificially mimic healing by counteracting the body's natural processes.
That's the really point. They counteract the bone building action of the natural action of the body. That's the critical statement
there. And they do it in the most surreptitious manner. Let me explain this. I'm going to finish reading verbatim. Let me read this. Doctor goes on to say, bone density drugs work by stopping the bone remodeling. If you've never heard of bone remodeling, this is what it is, says
the
doctor.
That's right, remodeling. You think of artists doing dress designers or whatever else you want to call it. Remodeling, making it better, making it more effective. Go ahead.
Or remodeling your house.
That's right, remodeling.
Rebuilding,
you're absolutely right.
Okay.
Right. They stop
bone remodeling. Density drugs work by stopping bone remodeling, which is the body's naturally balanced process for renewing old bone. Throughout our entire lifespan, this remodeling, renewing process goes on and on continually, with crucial vitamins and minerals, collagen protein, and various other substances all coming into play.
Right.
Within the body, osteoclasts, the bone-removing cells, and osteoblasts, the bone-building cells, work together to tear down and replenish your skeleton. As we age, our bone cells wear out, and they need to be removed so new cells can take their place. Osteoclasts remove the old bone, and then osteoblasts put new bone cells in their place.
That's right. That's
the
critical.
Your bones are always being rejuvenated, and they are able to stay strong and flexible. But here's the crux. Here's how the drug industry gets around it. Controversially, bone density drugs actually stop the entire process.
That's right.
That means old bones aren't being shed and removed. As a result, the bones become brittle since they're composed primarily, almost entirely, of worn-out cells.
Right. It stops the body from getting rid of the old debris, so it can't rebuild and remodel. We've known that for how many decades?
How many decades since we opened our first store? But on a bone density test, the bones on X-ray or examination look dense. Why? Well, the old cells are still sitting there like garbage. They haven't been removed. The bone may appear denser from taking the drugs, but the bone's tensile strength is greatly compromised, ironically making bones more prone to fracture by taking the drugs.
That's right.
This is what happens when synthetic chemicals work against the body.
Right. And then this doctor lists as the medical establishment issued warnings about osteonecrosis. We've talked about this. These drugs cause osteonecrosis, ONJ, disfiguring side effect of bisphosphonates, okay? This is called, that's the destruction and the loss of the bone in the jaw. You can't chew,
you can't talk,
everything deteriorates, and agonizing pain. Okay, the medical establishment issues warnings about this ONJ, osteonecrosis means bone death. Osteonecrosis, bone death of the jaw, to be the most common treatment, okay? Atrial fibrillation, they go on to list as a side effect. Mm-hmm. Fast or regular heartbeat associated with these drugs, a side effect confirmed by recent research. Scientists at the Mayo Maimonides Medical Center in New York published meta-analyses showed that these drugs, bisphosphonate, increases the risk of quote, serious atrial fibrillation, irregular heartbeat, by 40%. And they go on to quote evidence shows the significantly increased risk of AFib requiring hospitalization. And another thing that you've said, Dennis, esophageal damage with the biphosphonates, including Fosamax. According to the analysis, FDA's database, the Adverse Event Reporting System, AERS, Adverse Event Reporting System, 75% of bisphosphonate-caused esophageal damage was directly attributed to Fosamax.
Fosamax, which is the antacid drug. You want to know what Fosamax is? That'll settle your heartburn and your gastroesophageal reflux. Fosamax is the miracle cure. It'll just solve that, your pain and your misery, instantaneously. But it also stops your digestion. It also stops your assimilation of calcium and also stops absorption of vital nutrients. It helps you contribute to the degradation of your entire gastrointestinal system, whereas you now have putrefactive bacteria growing in your intestines. It contributes to leaky gut syndrome. It contributes to H. pylori and C. difficile overpopulation, rotting of your intestinal tract. When all you really need, say, holistic physicians who work with nutrients to prevent esophageal reflux, to correct the maldigestion that is occurring, which creates the esophageal reflux, is to take an enzyme with each meal. It is just that simple.
The super digest design, upper and lower GI, and I want to make sure to tell you that the science is going to tell another very important nutrient that to include in that.
Okay, but children and young adults don't have heartburn unless they really are abusing their body terribly. They don't have esophageal reflux. Why? Because they have high stomach acid, which is required to digest your food, and a bevy of digestive enzymes to go with it. All complementary to digest your food, break it down, release the nutrients, absorb the nutrients, remove the waste. It's a whole program that goes on when your body is young and working properly. But as you know, aging is not a young process. Aging is an aging process. And in the process, the sphincter at the bottom of your esophagus, which squeezes tight between swallows if the acid level is high, so the acid doesn't come up your esophagus. When the acid level is not high, the sphincter relaxes. And the acid that's there, although insufficient to properly digest your food, certainly can slide its way up into your esophagus and give you throat cancer and a whole bevy of other unfortunate health scenarios.
But the super digest enzyme does a perfect digestion, and then you don't have that circumstance.
Super digest enzyme provides the right amounts of hydrochloric acid and enzymes, which again stimulates the sphincter at the bottom of your esophagus to squeeze tight between swallows, so the acid doesn't come up.
Right. Now, here's a very important thing, just critical, and so few people know this. So few people know this to what extent, okay? This is what the doctors report. Dr. Walding is touching on this right now as part of that same article. What seniors can do to rebuild their bones. And can I just say, it's not just seniors. And here he's quoting, an adult human possesses 206 bones made up of calcium, collagen protein, and other minerals. Unfortunately, poor bone health has become somewhat of an epidemic, leading to horrific accidents, etc. There's something what you can do to improve your bone health and reduce the risk of injury and fractures. Since our bones are made up of many of the same organic minerals, incorporating them into the diet can have a dramatic impact. The number one important food to improve bone density and prevent fractures, according to science, he says. Here's his quote. While avoiding bone-damaging foods will certainly help support efforts to keep bones healthy, there is one standout habit that researchers believe yields the greatest impact on our ability to rebuild and strengthen bone tissue, and that is collagen protein. Collagen is one of the most plentiful proteins in mammals. It is responsible for biological functions, one of which is to provide structural support in connective tissues like muscles, joints, skin, and bones. In fact, 90% of the bone matrix, listen please, 90% of the bone matrix is comprised of collagen protein. Okay? Collagen is one of the most plentiful proteins, okay? 90% of the bone matrix, okay? Showing that this is really critical to include collagen, okay? That is so critical. And collagen, we believe this. It goes on to say seniors are losing collagen faster than they can replace it. The first step to replacing that is rebuild the collagen levels, okay? This is one of the main reasons that we have focused so on collagen at Alive and Well. A lot of people think of collagen as well they should. The beauty of the skin, the connective tissue, the flexibility of the joints, yes. But years ago, I learned, and I thought that was fascinating because I never knew that before, that all the different minerals of the bone have a substance that combines them together to structure that, and it's called collagen. And also the tissue in between the bones, okay? Not just the beauty of the skin, not just the thickness of the hair, all those are great, the strength of the nails, many different things, but the collagen protein for rebuilding the bones. That's why we really have focused there for all different organic, wonderful formulas of collagen protein in any way you choose, okay? We have that. Vegetarian, the other forms, but always pure organic combinations. Not just on the beauty of the skin and connective tissue, but the bones. Did you want to say, Madir?
Well, you said it very well. Gristle is a collagen, okay? Gristle, what's gristle? You're eating a chicken bone or a drumstick or the thigh, whatever, and you come up on the gristly part and you put that aside. Don't want to eat that. It's too gristly. Well, I used to turn my stomach and my grandfather would eat that gristle. And I said, what are you doing that stuff for? That's yucky. And he said, no, that builds good gristle between my bones also. Gristle makes gristle. And we're not talking about Hansel or Gristle. We're talking about gristle and chicken bones.
Very good. I like that. That's clever. Hansel and Gristle. Good.
Okay, but the bones aren't just there by themselves. There's connective tissue. And that connective tissue is dependent upon collagen production.
That's right.
All righty?
Collagen production.
And drugs don't produce collagen production. Drugs can give you reduce symptoms of bone degeneration or joint degeneration, but they don't cure the situation. They don't build new bone.
Right.
They don't build new collagen.
Right.
They reduce symptoms.
And remember, too, that by letting
symptoms.
The debris be present, leaving the garbage there, as those drugs prevent the removal of the garbage, the body cells won't build new protein.
They
won't build any of that. Won't build new bone. Okay,
sorry.
Get rid of the old. Let the cells, the osteoblasts, do their job. Okay.
You know, one little test, not a personal testimonial, but a testimonial from a customer who had been taking Fosamax, those FOS drugs you're talking about.
Yes.
Bone density.
Acid, yeah, the acid.
Yeah, okay.
Drugs, yes.
It's the acid suppressor for indigestion, Fosamax. Been taking it for years and no problems. He had perfect, he thought, digestion because he wasn't bothered by heartburn anymore. He had some other digestive problems with putrefaction and proper bacterial count of his intestines. But he was sitting watching television one day and he had this stabbing pain in his right thigh. It's excruciating pain, just sitting there in the chair. His femur bone just snapped.
Just snapped. Spontaneous fracture.
Spontaneous fracture.
That's
it
one of
wasn't
the side
under
effects.
Stress.
Spontaneous
he
fracture.
He wasn't trying to get up and move
right.
and go do
right.
something or lift something or nothing. Just sitting there watching TV and over the years had such erosion
of the bone
structure. Density.
Yes.
Without the osteoblastic creation of new cells, without the removal of the old osteoclasts, that's what can happen and has happened many, many times.
Many, many okay. times. And look at the numbers in the hospitals and mm-hmm. look at the numbers of what is occurring. And, you know, it's amazing what you can know. Everybody is now so afraid, okay? And here's this report that Alzheimer's, diabetes of the brain, and the disruption of neurons' ability to use energy. And here's the report on 100% R alpha lipoic acid and this researchers in Italy and Switzerland. These are doctors' research, and why it should have been done here. But this has been a big nutrient in Europe for a very long time. The 100% R-alpha-lipoic acid improves neurons' glycolysis, okay, cellular functions. Researchers conclude, and this is their quote, that R-alpha-lipoic acid is a critical supplement to reinstate brain glucose metabolism. And more research has shown that RALA balances blood sugar in people with diabetes. Researchers believe that RALA protects nerves from damage due to Alzheimer's disease. And another benefit is RALA's ability to reduce inflammation and damage from accumulated toxins in brain cells and neuronic damage. And here's the study that they're quoting. When they combine the RALA with vitamin D3, it repairs oxidative damage in neurons and improves beneficial activities, immune cells that protect the brain. And it, what's more, they say it has been shown to lower... in a 16-week study to lower all the toxins in the blood. It's wonderful. And they're just going on and on about all the great benefits.
It's a major, major contributor to neurotransmitter activity in the brain.
Absolutely.
It is a major. And that's why it's included in brain power. Brain power increases the mitochondrial population of every cell in your body, but especially important are the brain, the heart, the liver, the kidneys, the lungs, the vital organs, okay? As we age, like everything else, our mitochondrial population density per cell is reduced year by year by year. But when you're using the brain power, it increases the mitochondrial population of every cell, which increases the energy production of every cell and maintains healthy function of the brains and the eyes and the heart and every other organ in your body. But it's with the R-alpha-lipoic acid, which is a major antioxidant and guarantees the absorption of the brain power ingredients to pass through the blood-brain barrier. R-alpha-lipoic is a major transporter through the blood-brain barrier for the vital nutrients that the brain is hungering for.
That's right. And you know, even as a translation, because it's been a leader in Europe for so long for brain regeneration too, mm-hmm. and for preventing diabetes, et cetera, a leader in Europe, and for their translations was that it prevents and reverses, I'm not making the claim, but what they say prevents and reverses diabetic retinopathy, destruction, and neuropathy. So wonderful things by great nutrients. And it's amazing what great nutrients can do very simply and very ineffectively, not making the claims, not allowed to make the claims, just telling you the researchers' reports, doctors' reports, medical journals carrying this information. Let's get up there. Let's get wise. Let's, you know, take back our health and all of those wonderful things. And you can do that at the marvelous Alive and Well at the incredible broth, organic broth cafe at Alive and Well, all kinds of great dishes. Call in 877-4950, 877-4950. Our dear friends do this all the time. Well, I want to get 6 smoothies to take out. Well, I'm having friends that are coming to visit. Well, I want to have all my beautiful takeout salads, my wonderful dishes, my wild fish, whatever it happens to be, vegan, vegetarian, non-vegetarian. You get all of those things. Call the 877-4950. It will have it ready for
and
you when you need it.
And you can have a personal one-on-one consultation with Mona or with me, sitting down in a very comfortable,
beautiful
properly
sofa.
distanced and clean area, furniture, and discuss your health challenges, whatever they might be. We're not doctors. We don't play doctor, but we do give you information there as we do here on the radio.
Right, and remember to give a call because then we won't be sitting with someone else. There's no charge, never is any charge, but we love to share information, not doctors, but not anything like that, just sharing great information about what doctors have learned.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you, folks, one more time,
that optimum health is alive and well in Kahului.
Aloha.